You know, a lot of people, a lot of businesses have been affected by COVID-19 and are trying to adapt, but there are lots of small charities out there, ones that do great work for individuals and families, and they deliver food and health care, and they take care of the homeless and academic learning, and they're really hurt. The small ones are. So some of the big foundations have gotten together. Communities Foundation of Texas sort of set it in motion. Now you've got the United Ways, you've got Dallas Foundation, Celanese, Catholic Foundation, all banding together to help out their less fortunate brethren. David Scullin is the CEO of the Communities Foundation of Texas. And Dave joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yes, David. Glad to be here.
So this is... Is this the big guys helping out the little guys, sort of?
Well, that's not my characterization. You know, this thing is affecting everybody. It doesn't matter your size or your wherewithal. Everybody is affected, and it means we all have to work together if we try to find a solution.
So how can you help? And first of all, I mentioned some of the organizations that abound together. I must be leaving out. How many of you are there?
Well, the latest, we have a consortium, which I'll talk about in just a minute. It is 23 organizations, and I would say by the end of the week, it'll be 28 or 29 philanthropic organizations that are coming together to offer grants to those nonprofits that are so in need.
Do you have any sense of how many nonprofits that are so in need? Are you hearing from any of them yet?
Yeah, we sure are. But what's important about this is that we've done something as a group of funding organizations that hasn't been done before. We've all come together to say, let's standardize our grant application process. And United Way had a template, and we worked off of their template. And then we started sharing common information about each other and what the requirements would be. We standardized those, and we went out to the community with a press release and said, follow this grant application, and you can send to 23 different organizations the same application, as opposed to sending 23 different applications to 23 funding organizations. As a result, there are literally hundreds of applications in process. We already have had 322 applications submitted. So, I mean, they are coming very, very fast.
So give me an example about who you're hearing from. I mentioned, I know there are lots of agencies that have food banks or help the homeless.
Those are two. You've got healthcare organizations. You have all kinds of social service organizations. They're all impacted because they're first responders. And it's literally hundreds of organizations that are saying, we need help. We're not going to be able to deliver these services, and the outcomes are going to be awful.
You know, everybody's trying to deliver help right away, this aid package that finally came through Congress the other day. And it's going to take, it'll take weeks, and in some cases maybe months, for individuals to receive checks. How quickly can you turn around?
Well, that's the objective of this, to do it as fast as possible. Already, approximately $1.2 million of grants have been extended. I'm not sure how many that is. The last number I had on the number of grants was 43, but that's when the giving was $750,000. We tend to report it each week. So as of last week, it was $750,000. All of that, by the way, was United Way funding 43 grants, which was an average of about $20,000 or so per grant. We now have other organizations that are coming in, extending grants, and they'll report to us by the end of this week what they've done. So we'll be keeping track of who is funding what, so that we can see where are the holes and who else can do something different. So this combined effort is going to dramatically, I think, improve not only the timeliness and the responsiveness of it, but make for better grant making.
Okay, I have a sense of where the money's going. But tell me, where is it coming from? Is this money you already had and had raised? Are you raising new money?
Well, yes, we are in the process. It's a little of each, actually. Many of the organizations that are part of this consortium have set up relief funds. I can name four. Ourselves and United Way are two of them. The Dallas Foundation has one. The North Texas Community Foundation has a relief fund. So those are new monies coming in to provide support. In addition, we have the capacity to extend grants within certain parameters. Those parameters vary a lot across each of the 23 funders, but when you add them up collectively, we can cover most of the areas that include the applications that we're receiving.
This level of cooperation is quite remarkable, at least I would think. I mean, is this a template that you're following? Has this been done elsewhere?
Well, if it's been done elsewhere, it's been very, very selective. This is quite a scale. It's getting national attention. It is a template that has been drafted previously by United Way, but we have now built upon that for these circumstances. And in my opinion, I think that this is going to be a path, David, for what we do in the future as a consortium. And incidentally, this didn't just come together as a result of the most recent disaster with the virus. We have had relationships with these organizations for many, many years. If we didn't have those relationships, there's not a chance that we'd be able to put a standard application together and all trust that. Normally, funders don't share grant information with other funders. Right now, we have a completely open book with each other because that's what's needed under the circumstances.
I see more of that. In a sense, I really thought, you know, in a benevolent sense, that you all competed against each other.
Well, that's a little strong, but it's fair to say that at times we lack transparency with each other for very good, valid reasons. But today, the circumstances are such, we're overwhelmed with requests. We have to act as quickly as possible to avoid really serious consequences. And so we're cutting to the chase. We're comparing information with each other. We're being transparent. And I think when this is all said and done, we'll look at it and say, let's do more of this in the future.
So this is a new organization with the name North Texas Cares.
Yeah.
And if
it's not an organization. It's a collaboration. So it's an agreement to share information with each other. It's not a legal entity of any kind.
But you have a website that's North
Texas. It is a website, and we maintain it. Call it a virtual organization, if you will. It's really a virtual alliance of 23 different very prominent philanthropy organizations here in North Texas that are joining forces to try to add responsiveness to this very tough situation that we have.
And if an organization needs some responsiveness, they go to what, North Texas Cares?
North Texas Cares. You can find the application in there and fill it out, get it submitted. We'll look at it. We have hundreds, but we're looking at all of that, and we're comparing notes literally on a daily basis.
Wow, that's a tremendous job in vetting these things and then turning around and getting the money out. You are organized, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're pleased. We are organized by the way we've had colleagues in different organizations, including ours and United Way, the Dallas Foundation, working a lot of hours to try to execute against this. This is a time to be nimble and creative, and I think we're doing both of those things. Incidentally, there's multiple other examples of creativity, one of which you'll be seeing in a press release here in the next day or two. Hopefully, philanthropy is stepping up during this process to really add value to its community.
It's a great thing to hear. We wish you all the luck, and I'd like to check back with you and get some numbers later on.
I'll be happy to do that. That would be great.
All right. Dave Scullin's the CEO of the Communities Foundation of Texas. For more of our conversation, Mr. Scullin, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.